Well, we're back, and Karen Hamlin is with us, and the name of her article, Pure Alaska on the Blue Glacier, the ice beneath my feet was like frosted glass. Whew, strong stuff. Good morning, Karen.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm terrific. We haven't talked to you in a while.
No, I've been a pretty busy gal.
You've been doing some traveling, it looks like. Walking on glaciers is pretty interesting stuff.
It's pretty exhilarating. You feel like you're on top of the world.
You went with your son Brett this time, did you?
Yes. We were on a cruise with Holland America, and it was fabulous. It was just fabulous. I'd never been to Alaska before, and the glacier was definitely the highlight of the trip.
And now you were on a cruise. You were on Holland America's Amsterdam, I believe.
Yes.
Which left out of Seattle?
Yes, it did. We spent a few nights in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And a very progressive city. It was a lot of fun.
Seattle.
Yes. Have you been there?
Yes. Very rainy.
Well, we were lucky. It didn't rain.
But let's move on to Alaska, because that's what this is all about. So you were on the ship, and so you must have done this flying in a helicopter over to the glacier must have been a side trip, was it? An optional trip?
Yeah, that was an optional trip.
Okay, well, tell us about it.
They gave us all our gear and everything, and we got in the helicopter. It was kind of a cloudy day, a little misty, and then the helicopter, it was like flying in a bubble. You felt like a bird because you were flying over all this volcanic terrain,
right.
and you could see glaciers and
wonderful to me.
It was just amazing. It wasn't like I expected it to be, because these were this was water that flowed between mountains.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of just expected to see big ice cubes all over the place, and that's not what it was. But the ice that you stand on when you get on it, it's so fragile.
Well, you said it, and they gave you special shoes, did they?
Yeah, they were. Well, they weren't the shoes. They put spikes. You strap spikes onto your the bottom of your boots.
Well, now being a Floridian lady, wouldn't you have gone in sandals?
Almost. No. You have to be well-dressed for this.
Well, you obviously saved all your stuff from the north before you immigrated to the south.
Yeah. It's all in boxes, and I have to dig through it to get what I need. But it worked out perfectly. They give you a walking stick,
right.
And you really need that. Until you put the spikes on your feet, it's like you could just stand still and just fall down.
Now, what do you do? What do you see? I mean, you're walking on this glacier of miles of just ice, I guess. I mean, was there any little creatures?
No, we didn't see any wildlife at all. I wish we had.
Right.
But the formations of the glacier are it's almost like waves that just froze.
Right.
And so my son was able to climb up and down those waves.
Ah.
They're like ridges.
You say your son.
Yes.
What about Karen?
No.
He did
the rappelling and used the ice picks or whatever and climbed up those and then down the other side and then up again and then down the other side. Just as if he was climbing up a wave and then, coming down the other side. No, I stayed on what was sort of flat terrain, and just walking on it was amazing. The colors, the blues, are all different blues, and then there's these deep crevices that you'd have no idea how far down they go. You just don't want to fall into them.
Right. Was this, as your article says, the Mendenhall Glacier? Was that the one?
That was the one we climbed on, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was also like little waterfalls, and the ice is pure. I mean, the water is pure.
How cool is that, huh?
Really pure. And, you're drinking water that's millions of years old.
Yeah, well, the water doesn't know that.
The water doesn't know that. No,
it probably just melted yesterday, but it happens to come from ice that's millions of years old. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, did it taste good. I'll tell you, it was really the freshest, clearest kind of water you could ever have.
Yeah, we should have that here in Sarasota.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? I mean, you didn't have a cup or anything. You just kind of put your head upside down and let the water fall into your mouth.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah. I would love to do more of that. The ice kind of crunches under your feet, almost like you're walking on Rice Krispies.
I've never done that, huh? That's a try, that Rice Krispies.
Yeah, just throw Rice Krispies on the floor. You kind of get the idea.
and then just close your eyes.
and open the refrigerator.
So continue on. Tell us more.
We stayed there for, an hour and a half or more, maybe 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
And just walking all over the glacier, and we had a guide, of course. In fact, we had three guides, and they were telling us how the glaciers were made and how they were formed and how they're melting right now. I guess it's pretty, they're melting twice as fast as they had expected.
You mean because of this supposed global warning thing, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if it all melts, if all the glaciers melt in the world, it'll raise the ocean 21 feet.
That's why why we're building our houses so high near the water,
huh?
All the other stuff put together.
All the other stuff, yeah.
But aside from that, here you have this beautiful wilderness, and so it's really a marvelous experience, and I think we'll certainly be able to enjoy it for lots of years, certainly in our lifetime.
In our lifetime, yes. And in order to really see Alaska, you do have to get away from the touristy area.
Yeah. So tell us about that. Here you're on a ship. And how do you stay away, you know?
I've got to tell you on the ship. We entered some rough waters, and waves started pounding on the ship that was... We had a fifth-floor balcony, and I went out to see the waves, and the wave literally crashed over my balcony and me.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, these were 30-foot waves, easily. And the captain, I talked to him later, and he said he'd never been in anything like that. And fortunately, he turned around, and we got an extra treat by going into the inside the inside passage.
Which would normally you would not have normally done if it hadn't been for the weather conditions.
Right. And it was just, it was so exciting, though. But no, most of the ship didn't think so. I mean, we went down to dinner. We were the only ones there. There was one other couple in the whole dining room.
Like that says something for your stomach.
Yeah, my stomach can take anything, I guess. And the drapes were literally, dancing. They were swaying from one end to the other, and the waiters were slipping and sliding. And
and you often wonder what the chef is doing.
Trying
to get the soups and stuff ready. Now, you make an interesting statement. You say that the Osterdam is a Vista ship, or is it Vista or Vista? I'm not sure. Which means that the staterooms are larger than those on other cruise lines with more
mm-hmm.
balconies.
Yes, and they have more balconies than any other cruise line.
Is that just typical of this particular ship, or?
The newer ones from Holland America, yes.
Okay.
They've made them with more balconies, and the balconies do make a great difference.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. I know when my sister and brother-in-law go on cruise, they always try to get a stateroom with a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit out there if you're in port, or even out, you know, in the afternoon, you want to have in the evening, have a drink on your balcony and look at the waves. It's lovely, you know.
It is. It's really beautiful. And, we stopped at all different ports.
Right.
In Sitka and Juneau and the usual ports.
Right.
And when you get off the ship, all of the tourists shops are right in the line, and of course they have different things than you'd find in the Caribbean.
Right.
You know, they have Alaskan souvenirs, which are cool, but you really have to take one of those trips to. We were supposed to go to the fjords, and it was too misty.
Right.
One day, so I'll have to go back and try that.
Now, just going back to the ship for a moment,
uh-huh.
The food. Tell us about that, because I always like to hear that at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah. It was to die for. I never liked salmon. Never.
Really?
To me, it was oily and...
Lox and bagels? Where's that?
That's okay. That's okay, but not salmon. I hated it.
But it is salmon.
Well, it's a different... It's made differently.
Okay.
And you got the lox... You got the bagel and the cream cheese, you know?
Yeah, and the onion and the tomato.
And the tomato.
I'm getting hungry.
And the capers. Anyway, they serve salmon, like, almost every day.
Right.
And I tried the salmon. It was so fresh. I loved it. It was like a steak.
Great.
It was fabulous. So they really changed my mind on salmon.
And on board, you took a martini class.
My son wanted to do that, so I went along with him. And we learned how to make all kinds of martinis, and, of course, we're sipping them all after. And we would see, like, they held these classes, like, almost every day, and you'd see packs of people down there having a really good time. So, chocolate martini was delicious.
You're a martini expert these days, are you?
Oh, of course, certainly. That's the popular drink of the year.
I'm glad you live close by.
Yeah, so, you'll have to come over to my hot tub, and we'll have to sip some martinis.
Oh, that's the best invitation I've had in a while. I'll certainly accept that one. Just quickly, because we're out of time, you have some websites that you're suggesting. One is Holland American Cruise Lines, of course, and then also the Alaska Tourism Office, and Great Alaskan Lumberjack Show, which we didn't get a chance to talk about.
Oh, yes.
And the Alaska Raptor Center.
Wonderful place.
All right. Karen?
Yes. We're probably out of time, but yeah. I wish I could have talked about the Raptor Center.
Well,
really,
you know what? We'll have you back, and we'll talk about the Raptor Center at another time.
Okay.
I thank you very much. Great article, great story, and happy glacier walking.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you again.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.